My journey, your journey, our journeys. When I was a youngster, I read something about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that was like cute. When I read it, like an interesting tidbit. Maybe a fly would like it. And now, fast forward, I probably read this. I assume I read this in Tenuas HaMusar. I don't remember for sure where I saw the study. Yehuda, there's a sefer Tenuas HaMusar. Tenuas HaMusar is about the Musar movement, and it writes about a lot of people. I probably saw this there, though not for sure. I read this over 30 years ago, so you'll excuse me for not remembering where I saw it, but I read it over 30 years ago. And at the time, like, it's a cute thing, geschmack, there's something that I handle now, like stark in my own life. I watch the guys in their journey, and I tend to wonder if this is really what was happening in its own way, and maybe it's not the same thing as a Yisrael journey. And I don't know enough about what I'm describing of Yisrael, but I know a little bit about my journey, Yisrael. And certainly guys have shared something of their journey. Rabbi Yisrael had this like stages of his life where he was into drash, pilpul, I think it was. He was a genius of geniuses, Rabbi Yisrael, a wild genius in Torah. To give what a genius, I'll tell you a story that's into us, Amasir. Just to get a picture of how smart he was, Rabbi Yisrael knew like Shas, Paiskim, Kol HaTorah Kula, backwards and forwards. He was a genius of mine. This story is a true story. Rabbi Yisrael would go around and was pushing a new movement, the Musa movement. The Musa movement was self-awareness. He said the first principle was Das Atzmacha. He felt people knew Torah but didn't know themselves. And Rabbi Yisrael wanted people to start having self-awareness and self-knowledge. It's fine. So he wanted people to have self-awareness, and he pushed a lot of learning of Musar. And Rabbi Yisrael would go around saying shiurim. In a particular place, Rabbi Yisrael would give Mar Mekaymus. Mar Mekaymus, you put a sheet on the base, on the bima, and you have the source material for the shiur, so people can prepare for the shiur. So they'd have source material. I don't know what base medrash, what point. 3 days before the shiur, Rabbi Yisrael, the great Rabbi Yisrael, saying a shiur in the yeshiva, and they put Mar Mekaymus on the bima. And people prepare 30 Mar Mekaymus. This way, when they come in and he speaks, people are well-versed in the material he's giving a shiur on Yisrael. Somebody, Shmuel, didn't like Aaron. Somebody didn't like the Musar movement. So they wanted to make Rabbi Yisrael look stupid. They wanted to make a joke of him. They took all the papers that he put on the bima. They took the paper that people would use to prepare for the shiur. They threw it out. And they wrote Mar Mekaymus, tons of Mar Mekaymus they made up. Zayar here, and just strange Mar Mekaymus.
Random?
Yeah, random Mar Mekaymus. And the point was to make Leitzanus of him, because people didn't like his movement, the Musa movement. So when he would come to the shiur, they made Leitzanus of him. They basically foiled his shiur. He'd come and he'd want to speak about it. People prepared weird stuff. And like the whole, it was just like a disconnect. That was their way of just mocking Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael would come and say, "Everybody say you prepared this." I was like, "What? This is what we prepared." And then he'd have to sit down. Basically, he couldn't say a shiur. So Rabbi Yisrael comes to the shiur. They didn't like the Musa movement. There were people who didn't like the Musa movement. They felt learned Torah, I guess. I what they were against.
Didn't they think like that you're always thinking about yourself?
Maybe that's fair. Your business, selfishness, good tiny Shlomo. Maybe I don't know Shlomo, and it could be they felt just learn to stop with the self awareness stuff. You know, they made fun. Correct. Rabbi Yisrael comes to the Shir Yisrael. And he looks at the Mar Mekaymus, and they're made up. Rev Itzel Petterberg who was the main Talmud, one of the main disciples. His main students were Yisrael Salant, Rav Itzel Petterberg, Naftali Amsterdam, the Altar of Kelm. Really?
What?
Wow. Rav Tully Amsterdam, the Altar of Kelm. These were the main students of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael picks up the list. Rav Itzel Petterberg Yisrael brings this story. He said, my Rebbe picked up the list, and he sees all these marmakaimas, Zayar, Psikta Rabasi, Medrash, Gemara Erechin, just made up random marmakaimas. That means everybody at the shir, or many people, had like looked up all the sources, like had nothing to do with each other. Yisrael looks at it, waits for two minutes, a little bit. Reb Itzel writes this story, waits, and he proceeds to say a brilliant shir connecting all the marmakaimas. Now, Reb Itzel said the reason he waited, you think he needed time to prepare the shir. He just saw these marmakaimas, which means he knew by heart every single place. True story. So, Goyin B'Tayri means he knew all of that by heart. Zayar means he was aware. And he put a shir together, connecting everything on the paper. Reb Itzel said the reason it took him time, it didn't take him that much time to prepare the shir. I don't know, this is like genius, way above any of our comprehensions. Reb Itzel said that I know my Rebbe. In his mind, he was thinking, "Mitzad echad, it would be gaiva if I get up here and say a shir. Zav bal gaiva means I know all this by heart. When it comes apparent that somebody switched to marmakaimus, I'm going to look arrogant how much I know I'm showing off. But mitzad sheni, I don't want to embarrass the Muslim movement." And to show, you know, to make Reb Yisrael look bad, he felt he represents something and he has to defend what he represents. So he said, my Rebbe was clearing what to do. He proceeded to say a brilliant shir. See, you're talking Reb Yisrael was an epic, epic, epic mind. Reb Yisrael went through a journey that he liked Pilpul. Pilpul is a way of learning the Gemara, very intelligent and cheshbonus, and say like Pilpul, incredible Pilpul shiurim. That's Reb Yisrael would do. We would say like wild Pilpul shiurim. Came a period in Reb Yisrael's life where he felt it wasn't fully honest, wasn't all real. That a lot of Pilpul is brilliant, chap, genius shiur, but he felt there's a lot of made up, a lot of things that's not exact, imprecisions, and he started only learning Pshat. He left the world of Pilpul to the world of Pshat. Then Reb Yisrael had a later period, so the period was only busy Pshat, that there's a certain arrogance to only Pshat, like as if, and he went back to Pilpul. So I'm not here to study this journey of Reb Yisrael. I once read it. It's fascinating because it's not that relevant to me. It's fascinating, Yisrael. Talk to Yisraels. Not right now, but Reb Yisrael had this interesting journey from Pilpul to Pshat and back to Pilpul. I want to say something to the guys in watching an Aryeh Barnett's journey, in having my own journey, in speaking to the guys, and I want the guys to hear this because I think it's not just relatable. It's a journey all of us undertake. There's an amount, and I tend to wonder if that's what Reb Yisrael was expressing there. I don't know what this was. I saw this over 30 years ago. Pilpul to Pshat, back to Pilpul. Gaiva. We have something in the yeshiva called authenticity, honesty. And we want to like be honest. So a guy's learning, he says, was I real with that? Was I connected to that? So all of us in our journeys almost let go of some stuff. I wasn't honest enough with it. And certainly our goal is to daven and to be present to our daven. To learn, we all want lishma, to do it for the right, to not just do it, to do it for the right reasons. Which for sure, the goal of all Torah and mitzvahs is lishma. L'shem shamayim, sincerity, authenticity, for sure that's the goal of all our Toichei Kibare, is sincere and authentic. But I think within our journey, also acknowledging, there could end up almost being a gaiva. I only do it when it's through and through. they could almost like Reb Yisrael's journey with Pshat, that he said there's a certain arrogance that I only say the truth. Like there was, he felt there was an arrogance to that, and he went back to a degree of pilpul. I wonder if in our own journeys we sometimes have to let go and learn and steig, and I don't want to say do it for the wrong reasons, but let it flow and let it go in our own learning, in our own tefillahs, in our own prayers, and our own accomplishments. Of course, like Chazal say, la'olam ya'asik shaloi l'shma, shmatar shaloi l'shma, ba l'shma. To sometimes let go, of course, the journey is towards complete sincerity. The journey is towards l'shma. But sometimes letting go and letting ourselves flow, keeping a seder, a yeshiva. There are guys thinking here of going to yeshiva this coming year that has a very rigid schedule and a long schedule. So a guy can say, am I going to mean all the time? Maybe I'm just competing? Yes, and maybe it's good to compete a little bit. Chazal say, la'olam a person shall learn shalei l'shma, shmatar shalei l'shma, ba l'shma. There could be a certain arrogance that I only do it when I feel it. And it could be there's a certain slowing down the flow of a person that could be in Reb Yisrael's journey, are you? But in his journey from Pshat to Pilpul and Pilpul to Pshat, that might be very, very similar. It might not just be a mushel. It might be our own journeys to authenticity, to doing it when I feel it, when I believe shalom. Could you hear the similarity of that journey? I just see in all our journeys of doing and accomplishing and building and creating and then finding those places that resonate, finding that which hits home by us, that which we connect to, but going back and forth. Yisrael, could you hear that as a similar journey to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's? That's what I hear, our own journey. Of course, ever striving for sincerity, for that which is authentic, for that which is real. But of course, striving for that. But along the way, not being afraid to just learn and just dive in and to let it happen and gradually build and gradually connect, not to be afraid of that. I wonder, Daniel, if that's some connection. But that's just on all of our journeys as we journey. I wanted to learn a Gemara Brachas with the Chevra today. Avi, we learned this at Chal Shudas. I want to share something. Are you heard at Chal Shudas? You were there? So I'd like to share that. I'd like to share this with the Chevra. I'll say on that journey, I won't go to the Gemara yet. I'll say on that journey, l'kavod vayta, l'kavod the journeys. I'm looking at Aryeh, somebody who's accomplished in both and learning a tremendous amount of Gemara and developed and connecting and finding his attachment. I'm just thinking about a long and successful journey that we're still in the middle of, but I'll tell you interesting. It says about this week's parasha, says about the Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim had a miracle. The Lechem Apanim is the bread in the Beis HaMikdash, and it had a miracle, Yisrael. The Gemara says, Kisilugai was Kisidurai. It was taken like it was put down. It was put down Cham. The Lechem Apanim was put down hot, and when they collected the Lechem Apanim at the end of the week, it was still hot, a nes.
Fresh.
A nes, it was fresh and hot. It was put down fresh and hot and geschmack. Smoke and hot piece of challah, geschmack, and at the end of the week, after being there for a week, hot and fresh, it was taken hot and fresh. Anes. Now Hashem doesn't make miracles for no reasons. Miracles are instructive, they're teaching us something. There was a purpose to the Nes. So the Ben Yayada writes that the purpose of the Nes was telling us, he says the Lechem represents Torah, Milchamta Shal Torah. It says, in Rav Seinech, if Yetzirah is hungry, Hachileyu Lechem, feed him Torah. The best antidote to the Yetzirah is tremendous toil, is connecting deeply to Torah. Hachileyu Lechem, lechem is mochamte shel Torah, person learning, understanding Torah, connecting Torah, the great antidote to the Yetzara. So he says that the lechem being cham represents a freshness. The Ben Yayada writes that a lechem being cham represents a freshness in Torah. It shouldn't become stale to a person. And it was put down hot, that's the onset of the learning, and when it was taken at the end of the week, it was still cham. The question is, how does a person accomplish that? It's very normal to burn out, to get less than meaningful. How do we accomplish that our Torah stays cham, that it stays powerful? So a little secret is the very word cham. Things in Torah are very exact. The word cham is 48. Ches mem is 48. And we know there are 48 kinyanei Torah. In order to learn Torah, there are 48 acquisitions to Torah. Most of them speak about the person working on themselves. Most of them. There's room to say that all of them, that there's some that are tricky, because some speak about Mishnah, Gemara. Even those might be personal acquisitions. Certainly most of them speak about a person making himself, working on himself. And the secret to a good relationship to Torah is not just to work on Torah, it's to work on yourself. Learning Torah is not just a person like shuts himself down and is unaware of himself and unresolved and unworked on and learns. That's a sure way of Torah becoming stale on the person. The person does not have a healthy, profound, beautiful connection. The answer to a good connection to Torah is the very word cham, mem ches, the kinyanei Torah. I'm learning, working on me, the learner of Torah. Working on Torah, working on me, and then bringing the two together. An unresolved person learns, the Torah doesn't hit deep places in him. A person works on himself, works on him Torah, cham. He works on himself and he works on Torah. Then the Torah goes in. It talks to deep places inside of himself. That's the Eitz HaGufa, that the person stays passionate to Torah. So, L'kavod Ari, L'kavod HaBen Torah, who's worked on Limud HaTorah and worked on himself, I want to share that Ben Yayada and that piece of Torah about keeping the Torah passionate by a person, both at working with Amelus to understand Torah, and both are working on the Kinyanei Torah. But let's get to a sugya. I want to learn a sugya in Brachas that I want to study with the Chevra. This is very relevant. Where the sugya in the yeshiva now is guys are picking yeshivas. And there's a big discussion where guys are going next year. When I think about yeshivas, this gemara comes to mind. Meir, listen to this pshat. Meish, I want you to hear a pshat in the gemara that I think might be true. Meish, listen to this. Yehuda, listen to this. The gemara says on chavches, it's not chavches, koyach, in brachas. And the gemara says as follows. Tana. We learned in a braisa, oisei ayoyim, that day. When it says that day, what day is it referring to? Rev Gamliel was the nasi, and he was in charge of the yeshiva of Klal Yisrael. He was running Klal Yisrael, and Rev Gamliel was displaced as the nasi. Rev Elazar ben Azariah took over as the nasi. Says the Gemara, oisei ayoyim, that Rev Gamliel was kicked out of his position of power. Silku, they removed l'shaymer ha-pesach to the guard at the door. V'nastalem reshos l'talmidim l'kanes. And the students had permission to enter the Beis Medrash. There had been a guard at the door of the Beis Medrash. And I say, ayayim, the day Rev Gamliel was removed from Nasi, they removed the guard. Says the Gemara, what's this referring to? Shahayu Rev Gamliel Machriz Vaimer. Rev Gamliel made an announcement. Kol Talmud Shein Toichai Kibarai. Any student whose inside is not like his outside, he's not authentic, shtickle faker, you know, he does it outside, but it's not Toichai Kibarai. He doesn't work on his inside. Lo Yikanes LeBeis Medrash. He can't enter the Beis Medrash. So on the day they remove Rev Gamliel, they remove the Shomer. Now question one that I have a few questions. I'm going to ask a third one. I have three questions to ask the guys. Two are ready and one's going to come in 1 minute.
My two questions that I would already ask on the Gemara is, how does a shomer know? There's a guard at the door who decides if you're Teichai Kibarai. But he has supernatural vision. The Gemara says they removed the guard at the door who didn't let people enter, weren't Teichai Kibarai. Now you could say they're tzaddikim, or could look at a person's insides. Very shver. The pashtus is on Astari Slashem, like, and only God knows what's inside of a person. So what's happening? You have a guard at the door. I want to know, who was this guard? How did this work? Question one. Question two is a much more subtle question. If you read the Gemara, it says, on the day Rav Gamliel was removed, Isayim, they removed the guard. Okay, they removed the guard. So what should it say? Because Rav Gamliel had a guard up. But it doesn't say Rav Gamliel had a guard up. Because Rav Gamliel used to announce and say any Talmud Chacham who's not Teich Gevara can't enter. Why did Rav Gamliel have to constantly make that announcement? There was a guard at the door. I'm confused. It says, the day Rav Gamliel was taken down, they removed the guard. It should say, Shehayu Rav Gamliel appointed a guard who didn't let you in if you weren't Teich Gevara. It doesn't say that. Says the day Rav Gamliel was kicked out, they removed the guard, because Rav Gamliel used to announce that if you're not Teichai Kibarai, don't come into the Beis Medrash. Why did Rav Gamliel Yisrael make that announcement? There was a guard at the door. What's the need for it now? Just a guard. If we have a guard at the door, a guy doesn't wear a white shirt, you can't come in. So you say, on that, there's a reshiva who has a rule. White shirt, you enter the Beis Medrash, no white shirt, you can't come in. There's a guard at the door. So to say, on the day they fired the Rosh Yeshiva, they removed the guard. Shehayu, when he was Rosh Yeshiva, he had a guard. Why would it say when he was Rosh Yeshiva, he used to announce, you can't come in? That's not the point that Rav Gamliel announced, that there was a guard. So it said, you hear the Kasha Yod I'm asking? It says, on the day Rav Gamliel was fired, they removed the guard. What's this referring to? Because Rav Gamliel was in power, he used to announce. The announcement is not the thing. He had a guard. He did much more than announce. Kasha 2. Yisrael, fear question? So Kasha 1 is, what type of X-ray vision did this guard have, Avila? Kasha 2 is, it says that they removed it because Rav Gamliel used to announce. Machriz Vaymer. Why was he making announcements? There's a guard. You don't need Rav Gamliel, save your vocal cords. There's a guard who doesn't let in. You don't got to announce. White shirt or bust, the guard just doesn't let a guy in. Wow. Kasha 3 as follows. Says the Gemara, Hu Yayma, on that day they removed the guards. It tais v'kam safsali. The Beis Medrash had to add many benches.
Benches?
People started coming in, a good cash on the Lashon benches, but people started coming in mass to the Beis Medrash. It started filling up. Says the Gemara has a machloikis, how many benches? Says the Gemara, v'kachol shedaitid, Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel got very, like, felt badly. Chalisha sadas. Chalisha sadas is when you feel badly. Rav Gamliel felt bad. And Amran, he said, Dilma, chas v'shol menati tar me Yisrael. I held Yidden back from learning. He felt badly. Look what I did. I held Yidden back from learning. Says the Gemara, achsele b'chalme, Hashem gave a dream to Rav Gamliel. He had a dream. Chatz b'chivri, and he saw a white kalim, beautiful white kalim, the Malayim Kitma that were full of ashes. He saw these fancy white pots, beautiful white pots. They were like very beautiful. And inside was ashes. So what Hashem was saying is, don't feel so bad. It looks very fancy, but there's nothing inside. The dream calmed Rav Gamliel, right? Calmed him down. He felt so bad. The Beis Medrash is packed. In Shemayim, they showed him a dream of beautiful pots with ashes inside. Now it looks like Rav Gamliel's right. They're just faking, says Marvelahi, but it's not true. Hahili Yesuve Daitu Dachsile. Hashem just wanted Rav Gamliel not to feel badly. Now, this Gemara begs Pshat, one of the most fascinating Gemara I've ever seen in my life. But I want to ask this point. Rav Gamliel feels badly when he sees the Beis Medrash full.
What?
Is a pepper.
What do you think?
The man is a guard at the door and they're turning away people. So duh, if you take the guard down, the next day in the base measure. And Lula's like, oh my gosh, what I do? You knew you didn't. It's bizarre. If you turn them away, if you didn't turn them away, they would have been in the base medrash. Rav Gamliel, like, didn't. Like, where's the disconnect? He has a guard at the door turning away people. No. Shmerel, no. Out, no, 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 no. Maish Zerker, come in. The guard's at the door turning away. You're not Toshay Kibaroy. So then Rav Gamliel, they take the guard down, the base mesh is full, he feels all badly. He says, oh, did I stop Tyre from the yin? Hello? If you have a guard, they're not coming. Like, there's something bizarre. This kasha bothered me for years, Shmuley. Bothered me for years. It's bizarre. You turn people away, when he gets fired, they remove the guard, and the base mesh is full, and he feels all badly. Manati Tyre me Yisrael, did I hold Tyre back from Klai Yisrael? Jay, it's like strange, because what changed? I mean, if you take the guard, then more people come, and you knew that. Some people say, like, ain't a dime shmiel real, like, seeing it left the center. I don't buy it. Like, he's very smart. So all of a sudden, they all come, and then he's, like, feeling, what's his chalishas hadas? What's happening? Fair kasha yoda? For years I had this kasha. He had the three kashas, three good kashas. The three kashas, again, are what's this guard? How does he see people? How does he know if they're toiche kibar, if they're inside, like outside? Kasha one, yoda. Kasha two, it says they remove the guard. What guard are we talking about? Rav Gamliel used to announce. Why was he announcing it? There was a guard. What was he wasting his time making announcements? It's almost funny. Does anybody know the expression to preach to the choir? Whenever you're preaching to the choir, is an expression in the world, if you talk to people about something they hold anyway, like they hold that way anyway, and you tell people, if we all have common shittas, if I would start preaching to you, why the wolf pack and the beat hafter, I'm preaching to the choir, you all hold that way anyway, like go tell a group that doesn't believe it. What people hold anyway, it's called preaching to the choir. So Rav Gamliel, like, you weren't allowed in the Beis Medrash if you weren't Toichei Kibare. And then Rav Gamliel makes this announcement. In his Beis Medrash, he's announcing to all the Toichei Kibare guys. That's the only ones who are in the Beis Medrash. There was a guard at the door. Who was he announcing to? If he was announcing outside the door, what's the difference? You can't get in anyway. Like, what's happening? Those are my three questions. I want to make a claim, Chevra, that is just true. The facts are true. Is that pshat in this Gemara? It probably is pshat in the Gemara. Probably. I suspect it's pshat. It answers all three kashas, and I think it's pshat. I don't think there was a physical guard at the door. I don't believe so. And my raya is what I'm saying. You'll see when I say the pshat, it looks true. When it says they removed the guard, Rav Gamliel would announce that if you're not Toichei Kibare, you don't belong in our Beis Medrash. That's what he would announce. It means they didn't value that which wasn't authentic, wasn't valued. Their environments, a guy could be showy and gaivadik and all, and whoa, he's the big hotshot. Every environment has its currency. I once got a letter from one of the all-time greats in Durham. I left it in Waterbury. I left it on my dresser for years. A guy wrote what the currency in Waterbury, in Durham, Waterbury is. He liked this. Every yeshiva has its currency, what is valued. What's considered precious, what's respected. Every yeshiva has its currency. Every environment has its currency. And you could tell what's respected. You see in a yeshiva what's respected. You see who's respected, who's celebrated. Rav Gamliel would be fire if you're not Toichei Kibare. Get out of here! He would like, so it protected. There was no vert to being fake by Rav Gamliel. You got no covet for it. A guy would be a big hotshot and in other environments. Oh, wow. Rav Gamliel wasn't trying to keep anybody out of Beis Medrash. He was making a certain, he was teaching what's precious. He was machris v'aymer. I read Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. To me, it's like pshat. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in 1967 announced in the Mir Beis Medrash that if you don't have gratitude, any person who doesn't have gratitude to the soldiers are fighting, they're risking their lives, doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash. I heard people say funny things that people, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz didn't want such people in his Beis Medrash. I heard people say crazy and funny things today. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz announced, he said, said if anybody doesn't have gratitude to the soldiers that are risking their lives for Am Yisrael, doesn't belong in our Beis Medrash. I promise that keeps certain people out. That's what it does, because that's not what we are. That's not what we're about here. Rav Gamliel would speak about honesty. That was the shmuz. And that was the Shomer HaPesach that guarded the door. His point wasn't to keep somebody out, it was to keep something out. Now listen to this. Rav Gamliel spoke, and this is the exact first topic we spoke about today. Rav Gamliel and his yeshiva didn't value fake, that which wasn't Toichei Kibar. He's like, the guys, he would make fun of Zal Lamden. You don't belong in the Beis Medrash. Now, his goal wasn't to keep one person out. His goal was there should be honesty. That a person should try to, should journey to do that which is true. In unintended, what happened is people didn't come. It's a long journey to honesty. The day they removed the guard is there was a different nusach in the Beis Medrash. Learn Torah. It wasn't the nusach. The nusach changed. Learn, and we celebrate somebody who learns. We don't look in. We celebrate. There's a value to the pu'ula. And it's a journey towards honesty. It's a journey. On that day, the Beis Medrash filled up when they changed the nusach. Rav Gamliel said, if there was a guard at the door, so what's his shock? The Beis Medrash is full. If there's a guard at the door, what's his shock? The Beis Medrash is full. There was never any guard. There was a certain nusach that he was trying to produce a certain thing. When they stopped with that nusach, the Beis Medrash, removed the shomer, because he used to be machrez. He said such shmuzim, people, I'm not starting there. That achraza scared people away. They stopped the achraza. Mimela, there was a guard removed. People came in. Not everybody's so honest, so exact, and the Beis Medrash became full. Of course, with the idea of coming to sincerity, but of course, Rav Gamliel was worried that the message, on that he was showed the pictures of the pots with ashes, that you had to teach what you were teaching. You had to teach the value of the pnimius. So he was shown in a dream. That's the Gemara says, V'loihi. What's happening? He gets chizuk, Yisrael. That's what I want to taina. What's this middle ground? Really a fourth kasha. Rav Gamliel has a shita. And then and the dream like supports his shita. But V'loihi, says the Gemara, he's not right. What's going on? Hashem's support. The answer to Loihi is that, of course, there's a mahalach of learning and growing. Not saying, was every shakel real? Not some fake shakels. Was every, the terrace is, there's a journey towards Toichei Kibari. It's a journey. So there's a journey towards it. That's like the Loihi of the story. But of course, what Rav Gamliel was teaching was an emes. And needs to be taught, and he was shown the fancy kalim with ashes inside. Everybody understands the ikra is that it should hold something meaningful. That all the fancy kalim in the world, but they're not holding anything. What's it worth? The purpose of the fancy kalim is to hold something nice. So of course the tafkid is that which is real. But nonetheless, the Shomer HaPesach, if it's just taught, anybody that's not talking about it, has not entered the Beis Medrash. You belong in the Beis Medrash, and slowly you'll get to places of Toichei Kibari. That's how I wanna understand the sugya. I have from the sugya there are two things that occurred to me. First of all, that what we're machshiv, what we value, creates what goes on in the Beis Medrash. That's first of all. I say Aryeh is about to build a home. And I say that the way we build our home is what we respect. What you respect is what your house will be full of. You create the main chinuch of our children is not what we say. We say this, it's what we respect, what we're into. Kids learn the currency of home. That's how yeshivas work. What's the currency? You see this all over and over. What the currency, that's what exists. What's respected, what's appreciated, what's celebrated. In a place where authenticity is celebrated, so that's what people strive to. That's what gets, that's what the Beis Medrash gets full of that. What's respected, what's appreciated in a place where other things is up to. So that's what gets filled. So that's one aspect. But I also want to say this idea of being careful for us all. Being careful, I want to say the way I understand the Gemara, I'm coming to learn, is be careful to shut down things you say that wasn't authentic. I'm not going to daven, I'm not going to learn, I didn't feel it. Be careful. Learn, daven, structure, do it. Chitzonis meris apnimius, do it. And understand, of course, we're striving for that which is authentic, but it's a journey to that. What Pilpul was to Rabbi Yisroel, the doing, the accomplishing, the importance of the pulis, even shaloi lishma. Of course, what we want ultimately is that world of teichei kibara, of lishma, of lishem shemayim, of that which is, but there's a journey towards that. Don't passel, don't kick out, don't chase away from the Beis Medrash everything that's not that. I think that's important in all our journeys. I think all of us, to not chase away. Sometimes you sit down, you gut out a seder, yes, if I was, and sometimes you even do something you got honor from it, excellent. Sometimes you do something for incentive, excellent. And all different other types of motives. Don't chase all those things out of the Beis Medrash. Bimar b'saf sefalim, the Gemara comes out, that's the right way. There should be a lot of extra benches in the Beis Medrash. Tons of extra benches, tons of benches in the Beis Medrash there should be. Aye, the goal, okay, say that we'll get there. The goal remains, but there shouldn't be a guard at the door. It shouldn't be done in a way that prevents the haschala. The guard at the door, Manny, the way I understand it, the way I understand this Gemara, is it prevents haschala. And again, what the new Mahalach didn't tell the person, it wasn't a achraza announces to all. Any Talmud Chacham was not Teichei Kibara, shouldn't be in the Beis Medrash. The answer is come into the Beis Medrash. Bring to the Beis Medrash. It's not all Belev Shalom, it's not in the Barak. Good, it will come to that. It could still enter the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash will be a process of purifying, of bringing out that which is Panimius as well. That's how Arya, I'm understanding this Gemara. Mamish, like that first journey we started with. What do you say, Arya? I'm learning a Gemara. I'm not just learning, I'm also learning our lives. What?
Flipped on a dime, it took one day.
It no longer was the messaging of the yeshiva. I do think that changes fast. Rav Gamliel represented this. Once he wasn't there, that's who chased away. That idea, that messaging. That's what I used to. I hear the kasha.
It's like to add benches, not people. You became a base measure, that could continue, but not necessarily after the point.
You answer the Satmar Rebbe's teretz. That's what he says. The Satmar Rebbe and Rev Ezi, Rezi was born the day of the Satmar Rebbe's yard sale.
Let's go!
So they both, it's true story. So they both.
You knew that already.
So Rev Ezi and the Satmar Rebbe both asked. It says the day they took, Rev Gamliel was fired, says they added benches to the Beis Medrash. Why doesn't it say people? Avi, the point is people came to the Beis Medrash. It's almost insulted. It's almost insulting. Somebody asks how many guys are in the yeshiva. How many chairs are in the yeshiva? Chair people. So you say, you know, somebody took over the yeshiva and they added X number of people. You say they added chairs?
Beds.
Beds? There are 180 beds in the yeshiva. You're talking about beds. It's insulting. They're people. People, not beds. See, here it says they added benches. Type of mud neshprach. Says Manny that the place, you don't have to come, that you don't have to come developed already.
I was answering what Ari was asking.
That what?
That's probably better. Though.
That what? What are you saying, Sam?
He was asking if it takes one day for the message to be spread and people to come.
Yeah.
So oh. Right. Meaning it took, the people didn't come yet because it takes time for that to spread.
benches means, that's brilliant. That together say brilliant that people didn't come the next day. Benches came means there were possibility of people coming.
Oh,
that's brilliant. People, it takes a long time to recover from the new messaging, but on that day there were benches added. Now with this taken down, the people could come.
Answers that I'm going to.
That's brilliant. I didn't have you saying that.
Not only that day. Why do you come to the dust?
No, so then he understood. He understood what the messaging they were saying. Your message is preventing. The adding benches says that now it was shayach. Now he never meant people not to come. He was teaching to be. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wasn't trying to kick out anybody. He was teaching to be makir toiv. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz mamish said the lashon of Gamliel. He said any person who's not makir toiv to the soldiers is not wanted here. So he was trying to say to kick out anybody. He was trying to say to be makir toiv. When Gamliel made this announcement, he wasn't trying to kick anybody out. He was saying here, it was Toichai Kibare place.
Mimela.
Mimela, that's the Shimer. Mimela. Can Zayn them? I'm trying to learn a Gemara. It could be them. But
I think we're saying in benches is the possibility. More people now could play the game. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But now there's more possibility. It's the same game, meaning you're not automatically there. But now the door is wider to play the game.
Yeah. It talks to me. It's not just, you understand, it's not in the luft, because this is a lot of our journeys, of only what's MS. A lot of our journeys in steiging, only what's real. Like knock it off. Maybe, like, learn and grow. Why do we want to get there? Allow for that which is not. Allow for incentives. Maybe I'm only learning for covets, so learn for covets. Like, allow for that with a mind on the journey. That's what we're thinking about. So it's what we're thinking about. This Gemara is handling Mashu, because that looks to me this might be the sugya here. It's obvious. I'm going to ask Lemaisen. We have a chassid here. I don't know how many days we'll be zeich. We're going to hold on to Aryeh as long as we can. We also have a Yehuda's family. Yehuda's, where's Yehuda and where's Yehuda's tata? Yehuda's here with his tata with some of his brothers. Yehuda's tata is a childhood friend. We were in heaven together shooting buckets a couple of years ago. So I'm going to ask the chassan Aryeh, where's Shloima? Let's come up. Come up. Interesting. But
yeah.
It's developing. A little more clear this time.
Yeah.
And we're getting there.
Without Benny's shine, I thought it was beautiful. That look how many people were dying to learn Torah. I thought it was cool. It filled up all the stuff. Look how many people were dying to learn Torah.
No, you're probably right. They really wanted. It's interesting that whatever shot, if there was a guard there, you see how people want. And if there's a messenger, you carefully have to deal with your messenger.
Right.
They want them to stop, but there wasn't.
Did I have to pick?
I don't think so. It could be somewhere.
I used to have one in my phone case, and then I got a new phone. And it's so
first.
Maybe the new Zushu on
that. No, it's the new Zushu you doing last night, Mask.
I don't know.
Are you feeling that, Schleimer?
Yeah, it's cool. Even if I'm not, it's fine.
I said, are you feeling that, Schleimer? The new Zushu? He said, even if I'm not, it's fine. Chazer Nishmuz.
Fire on my lips and hope that the words ain't true.
In a moment surrounded by the darkness, I know I can fall on you. I utter this with fire on my lips and hope that the words seem true. Riconoscelo now, when I think you. Surrounded by the darkness, I know I can fall on you. I utter this with fire on my lips and hope that the words seem true. Riconoscelo now, mi manica, la coca, ineni, 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 ineni,
Frozen or no?
Yes.
Should we do some?
Shalom, Aleinu ve'akol.
you say?
Much instead of sing. Should we sing a song? Much longer.
She should come with you?
Yeah, what song should we sing? Us three.
Maish, come forward. Maish.
Yeah.
How do you know Maish?
He's my age.
Maish, you with Shlaima in Eretz Yisrael?
No,
you with Shlaima in Eretz Yisrael?
At the same time.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He knows it. Rebbe says it.
I was, yeah.
Oh.
So was Rebbe.
Love.
one more thing on our Toichei Kibari, our sugya of sincerity, that which is authentic. I want to share a katzker with the chevra and give maybe like some oimek to this katzker and really continue the topic we're speaking about, this Gemara Daf Chaf Ches and Brachos, this sugya, in a place that puts such a stress on honesty and sincerity, not being afraid of doing even that which is not sincere. I don't like in yeshiva that guys shut down that which is not sincere, because there's a journey to sincerity. And to allow, of course, that's fake, that we all, every shakal in Shemoneh Esrei was real, we all have, except your own fake shakal and except his fake shakal. Of course, with the goal of getting to that which is sincere and authentic. So I want to share with you an incredible verse from the Kotzker. You have the Rashi? I might be able to see it. Let me get my glasses. Thank you, Manny. So let's get what happened with the Arayin. The Arayin has three boxes. The Arayin's made three boxes. There's a wood box, a gold box, and a gold. A wood box and two gold boxes. So how does it work? Please listen to the Arayin. The Arayin at the center is a wooden box. And the Pasuk says about this wooden box, the Pasuk at Aleph, Vitzipisa Isai Zav Tar. Cover this wood with gold, pure gold. Mibayis Umichot Titzapenu. Mibayis means from within, and from without you shall cover it. Maish Yisrael, listen to this. The wooden middle box of the Arayin, says the Pasuk, cover it, mibayis umichutz, from inside and from outside. So what should be the first covering that the Pasuk says you should have? What's the first covering? The inside. Everybody listen to this kutzker. It says, mibayis umichutz titzapenu. The wooden box, cover it internally first. The Gemara learns from here, toichei kibari, that a person should be through and through. So the wooden box representing the Adam Eitz HaSadeh, the wood, mibayis inside, cover it with gold, umichutz and outside. So which box? Give me what to do. I have my wooden box. I have a box bigger that covers the outside and a small box that goes in. Which box should you put first? Yisrael, which the inside box, right? Listen to Rashi. Mibayis michutz tzapenu, says Rashi, Gimel arayinais asa b'tzalel. B'tzalel who constructed the Mishkan, there were three boxes. Two of gold, one of wood. Says Rashi, Nasan shal eis b'saych shal zav. He first took the wooden one and put it inside the bigger golden box. Then he took another golden box and put it inside the wooden one. Freck the kutzker, it's the opposite of the pasuk. The pasuk said first coat the inner before the outer. It's a pella. And Rashi says that he first did the outer box. It's mamish against the pasuk. The pasuk says me a fest, the cash of the kutzkes. Me bayis u mechutz titzapen. First you should do the inside. Me bayis means internally cover it. Umichutz, and then cover the outside. And then when Rashi says what happened, that's not what you do. What does Rashi say you do? First put it in, take the wood box and put it in the bigger golden box. So you're being mitzapit from outside. And then take a wooden box in the inner one, so then you're being mitzapit on the inner. So it's the add of water. Revezi, a good kasha. You're the kasha? The pasuk says on this wooden box, mibayis umichutz titzapenu. Cover it with gold on inside and outside. So if you cover it on inside and outside, which box should go in first on the wooden box? If I first have to be mitzapen on the inside, put the gold box in. But Rashi then, when he says what they did, says they did the exact opposite. You first take it and put it in the outer box. Pella. And then afterwards, put the gold box on the inside. So you did it out of order of what the Pasuk said to do.
Oh, okay.
Bomb Kasher, the Kutzker's Kasher.
Wow.
Said the Kutzker brilliantly. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you what he said, and then I'm going to attempt me and Manny with thinking. Tell me if you are masking. Half of what I'm going to say is from Manny and half from me. Listen to this, Aaron. Says the Kutzker. First, I'm going to say the words. The Kutzker meant was very smart. And he wasn't saying a chap, he was saying a truth. But listen to the words. First, you'll hear is a chap, then I'd like to explain the truth, Israel, of the truth in the chap. The Kutzker said that when you put the, let's get the two boxes. You have a wooden box. The outer box, which part of the gold covered the wood? You have a golden outer box, and you take the wood box. Which part of the gold covers the wood? The inside of the gold covers the wood. So when it said me bias, it doesn't mean to cover the inside. It means the tzipisa, the inside of the tzipisa covers the wood. The inner one, which part of the gold covers? The outer. For the inner one. Now, very cute. He's not, the Kutzker wasn't cute. He was an Ish Emes. What's he saying, the Kutzker? It's Geschmack. Oh, Geschmack a chap. He doesn't say chaps. I think he's saying something brilliant. The way all of our journeys start is you got to do it even when you don't feel it. And yet, you know how to do it? Do it in a way that the inner of the gold connects to you. It's Michutz. You're sitting down, you're getting covered. The seventh grader is a big davener, he gets covered for davening. There's nothing wrong with that. A guy sits in the base, you know why I learned Geschmack? People say, whoa, you're learning. When I tell you a word, everybody says, whoa, Geschmack a word. What a Kutzker, Geschmack, you share such fun things. Do it shaloi lishma, do chitzainis. But connect to the inside of it. Make, there's a way you can relate, it can resonate, even when it's recognizable b'chutz. Nobody necessarily starts with kuloi pnimi. Even it's when b'chutz, but get the inner gold in the thing. Get that which resonates by you. Get that which connects to you deeply. Get the inside of the gold. That's the first step. And then the other way, when it says the chitzainius of the gold connects the inside, the danger of an inner thing, of something pnimius, the danger of that is a gaiva, that there's a gaiva that could be there. This is honest. Understand it's only the outside that's covering you. There's a whole other layers that you're not being yair to, even when it's a pnimius like a thing. That's what I think the other side, but that's not what I wanted to speak about today. I wanted to speak about that even when it's on the outside, get the inner gold. Connect to it, let it resonate, let it be something that relates to you. That's how I wanted to explain this amazing pasuk. You ever heard this Kutzker, Daniel? Manny showed it to me. Manny, did I say it right? There's a tremendous value in all of our steig in the Beis Medrash and steig in front of people. There's a tremendous, tremendous value also when we do things that people don't see. Tremendous value. I tell the guys, you're alone in the facilities, clean up the facilities. You're alone in your room, nobody's there, clean up your friend's stuff, clean up the floor, sweep the floor, do things people don't see, that have no piercing. Mibifnim, also mibifnim, also that which is out of sight, to make sure that the gold covers on the outside and the inside. Of course, the inside means pnimiyastika things. It's easier to do when we have no other chitzainius for it. It's easier to connect to the pnimiyas. I've spoken before about in the Beis HaMikdash. We've learned this Rashi together in the Beis HaMikdash. People lined up to bring karbanas. And you had all different fancy karbanas. And those are wonderful. And one yid, you don't see what he's bringing. He's actually hiding. He's embarrassed because he only has a mincha. He's a poor guy. And Hashem says on the mincha that kilu hikrav es nafshei. Now, we're not promoting not being rich. There's nothing wrong with being an usher. But always make sure it has the sincerity, the authenticity, the tzneus, the privacy, the realness of the minchas ani. I'm always impressed in a bein hazman and beis medrash. You'll see in a beis medrash a different group of guys. You have one guy's a svarim piler. Imamish is handling.
What are you doing?
That guy, like tons of svarim. He has all different svarim piled up.
You stared at me right as.
And you have another guy who has an art scroll mishnayis. You have a guy who has an art scroll mishnayis, and I'm always moved from the guy with the art scroll mishnayis. And the dream is not to promote, not to know all that raid. It's to learn all that with the sincerity of the guy learning the art scroll mishnayis. Toichai kibari. That which is sincere, that which is authentic, that which is not celebrated. Now there's nothing wrong. Automatically, when we do what's right, it ultimately could be noticed. When we started this Masifta, my partner, Rai Overland, who should have Refuah Shlema, he needs Refuah Avram, Zechariah Menachem, Ben Sarah Edel, he should have Refuah Shlema Bekarev. When we started, we made a pact together that we're going to avoid Pearson, we're going to avoid publicity in any way we can. In any way, we're going to avoid it. Now, we both knew that publicity would come. That which is sincere and good, ultimately, the world will know. The world will know. You can't hide the truth. Things that are sincere get seen and get noticed. But we made a pact. We mamish promised each other that everything's going to be to avoid Pearson. Now, the goal is not the Pearson Saifa covered lovers. Things get seen. But the goal is to have the sincerity of that which is not seen. When you clean up the bathroom in the dorm, eventually you'll be caught. Eventually the world will know about you. Even if they don't see that, your tzedkus will be seen. That which is authentic ultimately gets seen. But the goal is when it's seen, it maintains that sincerity. That we maintain the sincerity, the authenticity of that which is not seen. That's what I say to us all in our Aveda. Certainly what the guys have taught me. The sincerity that the guys in this space medrash are teaching the whole world is gorgeous. Don't be afraid of that which is seen. Don't even be afraid of starting saying it's only for covet. It's only for covet. At least get the gold that's inside. At least let it connect, let it relate, and a journey towards. We don't close, we don't have the Shomer Mamish at the door. We have the goal of getting there. We add the Safal, we add the benches. The goal of getting here towards the Toichei Kibare. And slowly, the Vulai He that the Gemara says is not that Rav Gamliel is wrong, that the Iker is not Toichei Kibare. But you can't say that Lo Yukanis Leves Medrash. That's the Gemara's Maskana. You can't say that the guy who doesn't have Toichei can't enter. He can enter the Leves Medrash. And slowly it has to be a journey towards the Toichei Kibare. That seems to be the maskan of this Gemara. So Ad Kan, let's do one more for the Chevra. The Shloim is still here. Four Mincha, let's do one more. Shmuel, what song do you want?
Shlomo wants
Yiddin. Yiddin? Shlomo wants Yiddin, so then obviously we don't. You're right. Shlomo. It's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks. You're right, Shlomo's finished. He's right, Yiddin has. And then we're joining in the middle. They'll run through once, then we all join in. Maske Bistrom.
See the Benimis. Every year has a nation. Peel off the creeping. See the Benimis. Every the creepers and see the panemias. Every year has a neshama. Heal off the creepers. precious, the Shabbos of Yiddin. The Shabbos of Yiddin. Oh, Yiddin. So holy, so pure, so precious, the Shabbos of Yiddin. The Shabbos of Yiddin. Mach of the Klippes, Zay the Benimis, Zay the Yinata Neshama. Mach of the Klippes, Zay the Benimis, Zay the Yinata Neshama. Oh yeah. Shabbos of Yedin, oh Yedin, so holy, so pure, so precious, the Shabbos of Yedin, the Shabbos of Yedin.
Davening Mincha, just get what he said exact. The pasuk said, "Mi bayis michos tzapenu." Take the middle wooden box and coat it with gold on the inside and then the outside. So, which box? Now, practically, what should I do? I have the wooden box. What box should I put in first? What? The inside one. That's then Rashi, when he brings what to do, says, "Take the wooden box and put it in a bigger golden box." And then after, take the gold. So Rashi went the opposite of the pasuk wall. There's Kasha. So he says you misunderstood. The outer box should go first. Ayat says me bias inside. It means the coating that the box, the inner of that box coats. Doesn't mean coat the inside. The inner of that box coats. That's the outer box. The outer box, the inner gold. Yeah. And the other one, which says the outer, umichutz, means the inner box outside coats the inner. That's a good shtick. What's the, he's saying something. So what Manny explained is the outer box, the inner of the outer box, even when you do something like Chitzonius, but do it in a way that you connect to Pnimius. So even if you're public, you say there, but then make sure it's something that connects to you. There's a way you could do it. That's what he's saying, the inner of the outer box. I said